Blog Talk Radio.
I had a little trouble getting in. I thought we were going to have Artie. I didn't know what was going on. But welcome, everybody, to Applause Radio Show. Tonight we have the fabulous, by popular demand, Artie Hoffman. He is fabulous. He is our medium, psychic. He has his own gig, Angels and Answers. He does readings. I love what he calls the Artie parties. I got to have an Artie party. Every time Artie's here, it's an Artie party, you know? So what have you been up to, Johnny boy?
Well, I've been, trying to learn how to sew masks for myself.
You're making
getting
masks?
Getting the practice with that. Yeah, just different ones, different days of the week masks I want to start, with an M for like a Monday, a T for Tuesday, and then I'll get them confused with Thursday. I think we should all have days of the week masks, different
like underwear?
Flowers.
Like underwear?
Like underwear.
Did boys have that? Because girls had that. We had
no, I don't think boys had that.
I don't remember. Yeah. I had them, though. I always had them on the wrong days. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Always had them on the wrong days. I'm looking for Artie while we talk because I think I gave him the wrong date because I don't know what freaking day it is.
It was our Thanksgiving Day show, right?
Yeah, I did.
So
yeah.
That's probably why. Yeah.
So what's going on with the house? What's the scoop up in Pennsylvania?
We're still moving stuff around, rearranging things, and I finally got my editing system hooked up, which is working out pretty good, so I'm happy about that. But it took forever to get everything hooked up. It's just all the wires,
nice.
All the things, the software hanging,
the pictures. Yeah. Yeah, I finally saw the picture. It finally got. Oh, guess who I touched base with? Pete Jackalone. I haven't talked to him since 98.
My buddy Pete. Yeah. So what's going on with what's going on with him now?
He's got a 50 million movies out, which is fabulous.
Yeah, I think he just finished
him.
Yeah, he finished a new one about social distancing. And it's all done on Skype, I believe. That's a pretty unique idea. No live actors. They're all on the computer, and it's going to come out, I think, in June. I think. So that sounds like
right.
fun.
Right.
Yeah,
I saw him on Facebook, and I was like, oh God, I remember Pete Jackalone. Wasn't that Psycho Sisters? And I was like, that's when I knew him, was Psycho Sisters. It was so funny. Oh, my God. So, no, he sounds like he's doing really well, which is fabulous. So, let me try giving Artie a call. Hang on. Yeah, but I don't know if he's involved with anybody.
No, well, last time I seen Pete was at his debut of The Killer Clowns with our friend Edward X. Young. He did that, and we went to see the show. It was pretty good, and a lot of people were there. And, of course, Ed was there. I think he was all dressed in white. He was doing a Miami Vice type of thing that night. And one of the guys won an award, and I think Ed won an award for that movie in a different state. I forgot what state it was. He was at a convention, and it's got some really good reviews, so he's doing really good, Pete. And I can't wait to see that new movie he's got, too. And one day we'll, you know, maybe try to work together on something with our friend Edward X. Young, and we'll see what happens. So I just hope Artie's around today. And I know Joanne likes to give out different you know, days. She's usually living on Tulsa time. And she thought Thanksgiving was a couple of weeks ago, so... we're heading towards Christmas season, I guess, now. So we'll see if she gets in touch with Artie. So how are you guys doing out there with your masks and your shopping? I heard some crazy stories about people in the supermarkets wearing their mask and, you know, their gloves, but holding their phone to their ears and talking on their phones and, you know, yelling at each other and not going down the aisle in the right direction and people getting mad. And the funniest thing is the snitching going on now with Mayor de Blasio. He's asking people to send photos of people who are not complying with the laws. So he didn't realize he's such a goofball. He wound up getting hundreds of thousands of penis photos, which he deserves. And, you know, anybody in their right mind, you know, would have thought that he's not going to get any you know, good pictures of anybody doing anything, breaking the law. He thinks people are stupid. But that's the way it goes. So anybody out there wants to call in and tell us how they've been coping with this this virus thing, I hope you're all watching your daily virus updates every day with you know, Dr. Fauci, I call him Dr. Fucky, and the scarf lady, Dr. Scarf. I can't stand her. I tell you, she must have a an endless supply of scarves. I bet they're all made in China. Every day is a different scarf, tied this way, tied that way. It's like, come on, give me a break. Doesn't she have anything else? I guess that's her trademark. I think Mattel's coming out with the Dr. Bix Barbie collection with different scarves, and you can put a different scarf on every day. And Dr. Fauci also wears his you know, $5,000 suits. Every day is a different suit, a different tie. He's up there. People say he's like Merv Griffin. He's up there, you know, with his scratchy voice saying, well, the virus is good. It's going away. Well, it's not going away. People are dying. Well, they're not dying. It's flattening out. You know, you don't know what to believe anymore. So, Joanne, are you still there, Joanne? I guess we lost Joanne. It looks like I'm going to be doing the whole show tonight by myself. So we're waiting for psychic medium Artie Hoffman. And the last time he was on, I think it has to be about 3 or 4 months ago, told me that a Korean girl was going to be entering my life. And then the COVID virus hit, and that was the end of the Korean girl. We can't even get to a Korean restaurant over here. We have to drive miles and miles just to get Chinese food. All the Chinese restaurants have closed down. So I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe they're afraid people are going to take it out on them. Who knows what. So what else are you guys doing out there? You can call in at our hotline. It's 646-478-0999. So what do you guys think about the states starting to sue China for all the COVID cases and the wrongful deaths? I think it's a good idea. You know, it's just a terrible, terrible thing what's going on. And they knew all about that months before it actually hit us. And it's just terrible. I was reading how one of the doctors from that Wuhan lab, she carried a bag of dry ice contaminated with the virus, and she brought it to a the food market, and she put the dry ice next to a vent, so it would travel all over the market. And it just so happens that market is the hub of like the fast railroad, so the rail system. And she made sure that the virus hit there, and people would be taking that train back and forth and all over wherever they're going. And it just it started with that one person doing that. And I don't know what you think, but I believe it was a bioweapon. I think they were working on a weapon, and either they released it or they purposely did it. It was either, I don't think it was by accident. I think it was purposely done. Let's see, we have a caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Hey, caller, you're on the line. What's going on? Who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Jennifer from New Jersey.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. You were in one of my favorite movies, I believe.
As a young child.
Nikki.
That would be so, me.
How was it working with the famous Johnny Link? Do you remember him?
Very interesting.
Yeah. Right now he had a stroke, so he lost half his right side. He has no feeling whether on his right side, but he's still getting around. He's homeless, lives in a car, but he had a lot of money, but he just squandered it away. And, but people like him will keep on going forever. Yeah. Let's see. Are you there, Jennifer? You're still here.
I'm here.
Jennifer?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we lost Joanne. I don't know what happened to Joanne. So, what are you doing to survive this virus plague?
Drinking lots of wine, cooking, lots of times with my fur babies.
What kind of fur babies do you have?
I have a pit bull and I have a Jack Russell.
We had pit bulls. We always rescue them. And they're the sweetest dogs. I don't care what anyone says about them. They're the sweetest dogs in the world. I never had any trouble with any of them.
Mine is a pit bull and a lab mix, and she is such a mush. She is silly like a lab. I've never had a pit bull before. I've only had labs, but she is a little bit different than my pure labs, but just all love.
Yeah, is she a lap dog?
Yes.
they all are, and they don't know how heavy they are, so they'll get on top of you, so you're sitting down and they'll just plop in your lap. It's like, oh my God, but they are the sweetest dogs.
One of the differences I see is with my labs, they were very loyal too, but they loved other people as well. Where with her, like, she's very loyal to me and very loyal to my husband, and she's very, like, hesitant with new people. Not vicious, not aggressive, but just hesitant. Like, you're not my mom, you're not my dad, I don't know.
Oh, but after a while, does she warm up to them?
Yes.
They're just hesitant at first, I think. They just want to make sure
that
they're
protective, which is good. I like that.
Yeah, that's fine. And how does the pit bull get along with the Jack Russell? Because they're pretty high wired, aren't they? They're a very active dog.
Yep. So it's funny that my Jack Russell, we had her first. So she's the older sister. She wasn't really keen on us getting another dog. So the relationship is a little strange. Macy definitely feels more secure. Having Jade, that's my pit bull, but they're not exactly friends.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should have got a boy pit bull, but.
it's rough trying to get the two dogs to get together. We had one dog that would, we had two pit bulls, and we got the other one as a baby, and the older male, they were getting along when she was a baby, but then as soon as she got older, she just would attack him for no reason. I mean, viciously attack him.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah, so there were many times that we had to rush him to the hospital because, you know, she would, you know, tear into his ear, you know, cut his face. And I always got in between them, broke them up, and I wound up with bloody hands, you know. Couldn't use my fingers for, like, weeks, you know. But,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when they fight, it was horrible. It was just like something out of a horror movie.
Well, mine too, they just won't, neither one will be like, oh, I'm the dominant one. So neither one will attack the other. There's really not aggression, but they just avoid each other.
Yeah.
So it's like they live in the same house, but two different lives.
Yeah, that's what we had. Yeah, we fed them separately. You took them out separately. You know,
yep, that's
what I do. Two separate dogs. It's rough. Let's see who this is. Hey, caller. You're on the air. What's your name? Hello, caller. I guess they don't want to be on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I guess it's... Oh, we just lost them.
I'm still here.
So it's just me and you, Jennifer. It's the John and Jennifer show tonight. So how old were you when you did that movie, the vampire movie? How old were you?
I was 16.
You were 16. And who was the other girl that was with you? There was another girl, right?
Yes.
That played.
And she wasn't like a family friend or anything. I'm trying to remember what her name was. It may have been Erica. I don't even remember. I'm 40 now,
yeah.
So that was a long time ago.
A while ago. But that, you know, it's still, that's how I got started into making movies. I met the person who did that movie, and we started, you know, working together at some point. And that's how I got into making movies, because I seen that movie, and I said, gee, I can make a better movie than that. That's how I started, you know. And then we started
But as
doing,
a teenager, I mean, it was really fun, you know, when someone says to you, oh, hey, do you want to be in a music video? Do you want to be in a movie? And, like, you're watching Alicia Silverstone with Aerosmith. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Sure, I want to do that.
Sure. Yeah.
So
okay.
I did it.
Right?
Looking
yeah.
back, it wasn't the best quality, but it was an experience.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was. So we're going to see if Joanne calls in again, but if she doesn't call in, I think I may have to take over Artie's role and give you a reading.
Okay.
Jennifer, I feel that you're concerned about money right now. Are you having a difficult money situation right now?
I actually felt that I was, and today I actually feel a lot better about it. So,
well, that's what I was going to say. I said it was you probably felt that you were going through a hard time, but something happened recently that things are going to change around for you, and it's going to get better. And well, do you know someone with an Doreen, Darlene, or something like with that name. Do you know somebody like that?
I know a Darlene.
Okay, yes, that's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up a Darlene. She's still with us, right? Yes. She's still with us. Yes, and I feel that she always looks up to you as like the perfect. You know, child. If she was going to have a child, you would be the one who would. You know, she says this girl. If she was my daughter, this is the kind of daughter I would want. Did this Darlene ever say this to you, or like you get that feeling from her?
No, not to me. But that's nice.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, that's what she's thinking about you. You know.
The Darlene that I know, she only has boys. So. Maybe I'm
yeah,
the daughter
well,
she always wanted.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that, you know, she wanted the daughter, and you would be the daughter that she always wanted. So isn't that's really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, yeah. So, you're into the movies thing. I get the you always sing. Are you musical? Do you like the music?
I do like music.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting that. spirit name, Raul. Thank you, Raul. Telling me about 3 or 4 years ago, you had an accident then that maybe changed your life a bit.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Raul is telling me that 4 years ago, a life-changing event, an accident, and that changed the course of life.
I did have an accident. It was a little longer ago, though. I want to say I was maybe in my 20s.
Okay.
So maybe that's what he's thinking.
Maybe that's what he's telling me. Well, the time continuum in the other side is a little bit different than what we have here. What we experience here is not what it's on the other side. The other side, a decade could be a snap of a finger. So sometimes their timing is a little off. Now, did you have anything from that accident, did it change the way that you were doing something, or did it change your course in your life?
I actually fell down the stairs. I was just trying to go down the stairs at my parents' house, and I slipped, and I hit my back on a few of the stairs, and I actually had a few herniated discs. So it did change my life. I was very active at the time. Running, I was involved in gymnastics, cheerleading, things like that, and I could no longer do that. So I spent a long time just very inactive, kind of sad, depressed.
But from that, I'm getting that something else came out, a new direction in your life came about, that you went into something that you wouldn't have done that you would never have taken advantage of if that accident didn't happen. Is that true?
I guess. I mean, once you're kind of bedridden, you kind of look around and see what your options are. So I tried doing like some scrapbooking, painting, things of that sort. I've always been creative, writing. I could never really draw, so...
Now, I'm getting, do you paint in oils like Crisco and Olive? Do you do that, or you do acrylics?
Well, what I actually started doing was the paint by numbers.
Oh, I remember those old paint by number things. I remember
them.
Yep,
but there were different types of paints, and some of them are really hard. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Okay, let's see. We got that fella on the line again that we lost before. Let's see if we can get in touch with them now. Hello, who's this?
Hello, hi. My name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Maria.
How are you? Are you getting a message from my hospital, or my mother, or father, anybody?
Oh, you want me to see if I can connect with your mother or father?
Yeah, my hospital. Well, come in, you know. Please.
Okay, let me think. Thank you. Now, your mother, she recently passed, your mother?
Not a longer time.
Longer time. Is there someone who just recently passed? I'm getting the name of Marcella, Maria, something with an M. What's that? No,
My cousin last week. I lost my husband 7 years ago.
Oh, so it was a long time ago. Okay, I'm seeing. They knew you as I'm seeing you walking in a park with this woman, an older woman, a grandmotherly figure. I see a grandmother. Is that possible? You have a grandmother?
My grandma, I was a young kid, you know, they died.
John!
Oh, hello. We're back with Joanne. Hey, Joanne.
What happened? Yes, we had Artie. Me and Artie have been having a conversation for the last 20 minutes. I've been texting you.
I couldn't get you through. I was thinking Artie's rollover.
Artie hasn't been talking to us.
Let's see. Let's get Artie on the line here. Maybe, Artie, you can help this lady. Her name is Maria, I believe, and she's looking to connect with her parents.
Can everybody hear everybody?
Hi.
Am I still here?
You can hear us? Yeah,
Artie,
you're here, Jennifer.
Okay, Artie's here.
Okay, Artie.
Yay! Sorry,
thank God,
guys.
Artie's back.
Who was first?
Maria. Jennifer was first. Jennifer was first. So, yes, Jennifer, ask your question,
Artie,
Jennifer Artie, then
the
Maria.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. Hi, Artie.
Hey, hon. I need to ask you a couple questions before I get into you, Jen.
Sure.
Number one, how old are you? And I'm not asking you for my sake. I'm asking you for your sake. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Art, you there?
Yeah. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. There's someone very, very close to you who's not married, who's going to get pregnant, who's going to end up either fathering or getting pregnant outside of marriage. They're not married, but it's somebody very close to you you're going to hear is pregnant.
Oh, okay.
All righty. That's why I asked you if you were married or not, because then it would have been you. That's what I was getting. Say your name again.
Jennifer.
So I see someone who's very passionate about what they are expressing, and they're saying everything that you feel that you already love. And I hear you saying to someone, you're preaching to the choir, or, you know, you're preaching to the preacher. It's like I'm getting that you just were in a conversation or you're about to be in a conversation where someone is going to be rambling on about what they strongly believe or how they feel about a situation, and you're going to say, that's exactly how I feel. And what is it? What specific question is it that you would like to have answered?
I don't know. I was hoping by talking to you, maybe you would get something from my grandmother. That's who I was looking to talk to.
What's your grandmother's first name?
Therese.
Is it you or her that the favorite color was violet, purple, lavender?
Mine.
Oh, okay. Because your grandmother is saying every single time you smell the lilacs, she wants you to think of her.
Okay. I have a tree outside my bedroom window.
And she wants you to know that she's always around you.
Good.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, if you hear silence, Artie's just working. So
That's okay.
We're not dead. We're not off the air. Artie's just thinking.
So, I meditate in the moment. It's not a think, it's a meditate. But that's
right.
What I wanted people to understand. Hold on. Oh, shoot. I just had a thought and it left me. Oh, so your grandmother is saying prayers are very important. She hears you every time you talk to her. And she's also telling me to tell you, don't ever give up your faith. And when you feel fearful or in doubt, she said, just pull out your Bible or prayer book or just say your little prayers. And she goes, you'll be amazed by the signs that you get. She goes, I'm not just saying that, but you'll understand it. She's also telling me that you specifically need vitamin C in your system. There's not enough vitamin C in your system. It's either you or your husband, because she's showing me oranges. And oranges definitely represent vitamin C.
She used to eat them every day for breakfast.
Oh, okay. She is a very loving, affectionate person. And I see her pinching your cheeks. She was also very complimentary, telling me how beautiful you are. and she's just telling me to tell you I love you to pieces. And she goes, sweetheart, don't worry about me. She goes, I'm doing great. She goes, I'm in no pain. She goes, I'm not suffering. And God knows I'm never alone.
That sounds like
said,
her.
I love you. Yeah. She just said, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Do we want to move on to someone else?
Yep.
We got
Maria
on the line. We have Maria. Are you there, Maria?
Yes.
Maria, ask your question.
Excuse me?
Well, wait, let me just...
The question is, you can get in touch with my mother, father, my husband, anybody. Please.
Maria?
Yes.
All right. So, Maria, what I'm getting to tell you is that you are a very old-fashioned person. You like things to always try to be the same. And what I'm being told to tell you, to make your life easier, you're going to have to learn to accept new ways. And I know you don't like that because you don't like changes, but you're being forced to accept the changes that are going on around your home and around the world and, you know, how things used to be. But I'm just getting that, you know, it just upsets you because there are so many things that are changing. It's upsetting everybody, but I'm reading you and I'm picking up your energy. I'm also getting that if you allowed yourself to start burning candles, having a few candles being burnt, that will help bring serenity into your home. And I'm also being told that your mother is around you. Now, was your mother also Mary or Maria?
Yes. No, Antonina, my mother.
Huh?
Antonina, my mother's name.
Antonina.
Antonina.
Right.
Who's Maria, Mary or Maria?
I don't know. No.
Someone who's passed away, who's close to you. First name, middle name. Is there an Anna Maria?
No, Mary? No, maybe... Maybe the name of Marietta is relative by my husband.
I have no clue what she just said.
Someone that may be related to her husband, Maria.
Right.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I speak Spanish.
I'm Italian.
Oh, I speak Italian. I speak Italian.
Oh, that's good, you see?
So what I'm saying is there's also something that whenever somebody used to always, like whenever you had is it the chicken or the turkey that is the wishbone?
No,
somebody always used to do the wishbone whenever they had the chicken or the turkey. Which is it?
The chicken, but I don't know nothing about chicken or turkey because nobody like in my family.
Actually, believe it or not, it's your mother that's showing me the wishbone. And I'm getting that either you're going to be coming across the wishbone or someone's going to be mentioning it to you very soon, or you're going to see someone displaying the wishbone. But your mother is telling me when you see the wishbone, think of her. But there's something about the wishbone. I'm definitely seeing a wishbone as something as a connection to your mother. Hold on a second. And also, is it you or her that was always wearing, you have your mother's ring too, don't you?
Yes.
Because she's acknowledging the ring that you have of hers. And also I'm seeing like a cross. One of you or both of you used to wear the cross around your neck all the time.
No. That could be a long time, maybe my daughter, yeah.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, because your mother's definitely showing me the cross around the neck. So she's just giving an acknowledgement to that to let you know that she's around. You're also going to be noticing the lights flickering on and off around your home inside, and that will also be your mother's hello to you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, who's next?
Do we have somebody up next, John? Thank you, Maria.
Thank you very, very much. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Maria.
You can talk to my daughter, please.
What was this?
My daughter wants to ask her a question.
Can you have her daughter talk to her or anything from her daughter?
My daughter.
I can't guarantee it. I can't guarantee it. I gotta sit a little quiet and meditation and see if her daughter pulls through.
I'm here. I'm here with her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your daughter wants a reading. I'm so sorry. Hi.
Oh.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah.
Come
no.
On.
If you have time, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Oh, okay. I thought she was talking. I want to communicate to my daughter.
That's what I thought, too. We had a tough time understanding Mom. Sorry.
I'm wearing the cross around my neck. I was tapping her. I'm like, that's me.
do you have a question for Artie?
I started a online business, and I did it recently. It was something I wanted to do initially. In an event space, but I wonder if you see that going well. I put it online, you know, with everything happening.
Okay. I just want to say this before I tell you that answer, because I got to look at the cards for that. But while I'm listening to your voice, I keep on seeing lots of flowers. And I feel like when you're around flowers, particularly you, your energy vibration is higher whenever there's like an array of flowers.
Mm.
So I just wanted to share that with you, especially the ones that have a very strong scent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I see the color white. I see the color yellow. I see the color red and purple. These colored flowers and coordination, when you just look at it, I see like a beautiful shock to your system, like to raise your vibrations. So, and when you smell them, it's really going to make you feel good. So I would suggest you get flowers of those colors and then the ones that have a beautiful scent to it, because you're going to see it really is going to make a difference. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that are spray painted flowers, because they do have flowers out there. I'm talking the natural color ones with the natural scent. And you'll understand it when the time comes, believe me. So now you want to know about your business. So let me see.
Yeah. And I do, by the way, you're right. I do feel a calmness when I'm around flowers. Yeah, a special sensation.
Okay, so what I'm getting with your business is that it's going to be, you have to be very persistent. It's all about social media, and things might not be taking off as fast as you'd like. Do I see it happening? I do see it happening, but you have to enjoy doing what you're doing. If you're doing it for the sake of the money, or you're putting too much pressure on yourself, it's going to slow you down. If you're doing it for the love of what it is that you're doing, you're going to grow, because you got to believe in what you're selling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to enjoy what you're selling. So enthusiasm sells to people, sells to the public. Enthusiasm. So when you're enthusiastic with your products, and when you have testimonials of other people's comments, that's going to help you out a lot too. So don't worry if things are not taking off as fast as you'd like, but if you stay persistent to it, I believe that you'll end up becoming successful. But you have to do it with enthusiasm. Like, you have the greatest thing since sliced bread. You have the greatest things that's as good as gold. Like, you have to, like, really, like, what it could do for you. Write down all the emotional points for the public of how it could benefit them.
Mm.
And enthusiasm sells.
Mm.
Fantastic. Yes, that's true. I have been feeling pressure, and it has been a little slow.
Right.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Right. So right now you have to act like you're a college person and get all. Do you ever notice the difference in when you go to college football games or you look at them on TV? The whole audience, not only the players, the whole audience is into the game. And you go to a professional football game, you get your yahoos only when something is good happening in the moment, not constantly. You know,
yes,
so you
yes.
need to get that college yahoo enthusiasm. Write down everything positive of how you are capable of improving other people's lives, whether it be emotionally, whether it be physically, and sell on those points, because everyone buys everything on emotions.
Well, would you want to tell everybody about your business since we got you on the line? Let everybody know. Let's give you a free advertising. Good. What's your business?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. It's hervisionfilmfestival.com.
Oh, cool.
Which is what?
It's a film festival for female directors.
Nice, nice. And how can people get in touch with you, and what can you do for them?
It would display their work. It's free to submit to the first 250 people. It's to support women in the arts and have their voice be heard.
All right,
do me a favor.
Do me a favor. I want you'll remember this, ArtieHoffman@gmail.
Okay.
Right? ArtieHoffman@gmail. I want you to email me your name and phone number because I know someone specifically out of Florida who would love to talk to you and to be a part of whatever it is you're doing, because she's all about what you just said.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. So
thank you, caller.
Wait, hold on real quick. How can people get in touch with you? What's your site?
Oh, through the site, www.hervisionfilmfestival.com.
Excellent. Well, good luck, and thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it, and stay safe and healthy. We love you.
We love you, too. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you all so very much.
Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Email me your information, sweetheart.
I definitely will.
That was nice, Artie. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Okay, will we have
Joanne?
Wait. No, nothing what. I want to share with you a funny story.
Go ahead.
So I was just talking to her about, you know, enthusiasm and about emotions and about selling. So, you know, I have, besides being a full-time psychic and medium, I also have a cleaning business. And when I started my business over 30 years ago, I had this one gentleman who was the vice president of Merck, the pharmaceutical company. He was one of the vice presidents. And the funny thing is he looked, acted, and sounded just like Elton John. And so he said to me in his British voice, he says, Artie, you know, because he wanted to see me succeed in my house cleaning business, and I was taking care of his place. And he says, Artie, he says, if you're going to sell your service or your product, you need to sell yourself first.
Nice.
Because people will buy you when they're buying your product. They need to buy you before they're buying the product.
Nice.
So I went home that day, and I told my wife, who was my wife at the time, and I told her what he just said. And I said, I made so much money today selling myself, I never got to the product.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Artie.
Well, I got
to share this with Artie. Artie, guess what my business is?
What's your business?
I have a home cleaning service I had for over 30 years, too.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Americana Made. We work in the Princeton area. We were doing we were tri-state at one time, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And this virus thing just killed it completely. So, I've been doing it for over 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting ready to retire. So as my customers die, I don't replace them.
Yeah, I have a window cleaning business, and it's called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning. How's that?
That's cool.
Excellent.
But that's something. We have Stacy on the line from New York. Stacy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey,
Stacey?
How are you guys doing?
Oh, cool.
Yes,
hi, I'm
Stacey.
Here.
Welcome
yeah,
to
I'm
the
here.
Show.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, yes, hi.
What's your
hi.
Question?
Hi, Artie, how are you?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. Thank you. I'm doing
Thank
good.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
What's your question?
Okay. Okay. So I want to see if there is any messages you pick up for me, or should I ask a question? It's up to you.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me just look at my cards and see what they have to say. So hold on.
We are still on the air, folks.
All right, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Put it this way. You don't want to overly – don't allow, the first – I'm giving you a strong message. Don't allow people to manipulate you or take advantage of your kindness. And it's like you love so much, or you want to take care of so much or help so much that they literally got you wrapped around their finger. And you need to learn to balance yourself as far as how much you give to others. It's, I'm not saying to stop giving to others, but don't do it to a point where you're over. I feel like you're overly enabling someone or a few people, and you need to balance your energy out because I feel like you could easily be taken advantage of.
Hmm. No, I pick up that too, but you know what? It's, you know, I go to, I'm in hypnotherapy now because I had some childhood issues growing up. So it stemmed from there. So this is what I talk about to the therapist. The same thing exactly what you just told me. So, no, I'm not letting anyone take advantage of me. I do because I pick up energy as well, and I do see some people trying to come around me to take advantage, but it's like more, it's like now I'm able to, I can stop it, you know. I'm able to tell someone now instead of holding things in.
Nice. Good.
Well, that's very good. That's very good. You also don't want to do an overkill. I mean, it's nice to have this power back or this awareness, but you also don't want to do an overkill because then you might be chasing away somebody who try to understand their intentions. Just because there are certain people who have the same actions around you, it's just as important to understand people's intentions behind their actions and
mm-hmm.
not just their... You understand
Hello?
That?
Yes, I definitely... Yeah, I understand, yes. Yes.
So also try to read people's energy and not just what they're saying. Because there are certain people who are manipulative, and then there are other
mm-hmm.
people who it's just a part of their personality, but they really don't have the same intentions of trying to take advantage.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a question? Do you have any questions for Artie? Something you want to know about?
Also,
okay,
I feel like you do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Also, I feel like you've been really frustrated with your hair. I mean, you know, a lot of people have been getting haircuts and stuff. But I feel like your hair is just not, it's like, I don't even care. It's like my hair is a mess. I don't even care. It's like hard for you to keep up with your hair.
You know what? Since this whole, the COVID-19 is a big issue where I live in New York City, the non-essential hair salons are closed. So, yes, I've been wearing my hair like in two ponytails, but I kind of push it up, and I don't care right now because where I work, I'm not attracted to any of the people there, number one. Number two, it's just that plus I plan on getting my hair done within the next 3 to 5 days. I have someone to do it for me, but it's just that I can't get it done. So that's why I said, oh, you know, forget it. I don't want to go crazy.
All right, I'm calling this Corona time. Just let everything go.
Yes. It's not that I don't want to. Trust me. If this was the COVID-19, if this was not in effect, believe me, my hair wouldn't be like this. But I just put it in two ponytails, and I've been wearing it like this for like the last past about 2-3 weeks. Normally I wear a weave sometimes, or I do braids. So I just said, I mean, I can't even buy hair because the beauty stores are closed. So.
Well, it's not like you're going anywhere. Who's going to see you? You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But what will help? What will help offset for your personal self? And I'm not giving this as a rule of thumb. I never met you. I don't know what you look like. And so what I'm getting is when I'm listening to you, because I see the way your hair is as you're talking. I mean, I already saw that before you said that. That's why I mentioned your hair. But I'm also getting for you to make yourself personally feel good. There's two things I want to tell you. Make sure your makeup is done in a way where it's just very natural looking. You don't do an overkill, but it helps enhance your features. Because I feel like either your eyes pop or your cheekbones pop. But I feel like you got certain facial features that when you put on your makeup in a certain way, in a very subtle way, it pops your features, which will make you feel good. You don't want to do an overkill with lipstick. You want to be very more subtle and more natural looking. And
yes.
Also, with your perfume, you just want to put a light – again, you don't want to take a bath in your perfume, but just one spritz to help with that soft scent. So those two little things that I just told you is going to help you with your personal self-esteem.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good.
Well, thank you, caller. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Stacey. Take care. Stay safe and healthy, honey.
We have Chrissy on the line now. Chrissy, you there?
Hi, Chrissy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, JoJo. Hi, Ari. How are you tonight?
I'm doing absolutely marvelous, thank you.
Wonderful. I haven't heard that in a while since COVID.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I choose to live in Artie's world. I don't live in the world of everybody else's yada, yada, yada.
I
just
love
stay
that.
In Artie's world.
I may have to take a page out of your book.
I'm telling you, do it. Do it. Live in your own world regardless of what's going on around the outside world. It doesn't have to identify you. You could identify your own personal life and pleasures within your own world while dealing with whatever's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
But with everybody, when you're listening to the news and you're listening to all the negativity and all this other crap going on, it's very important to inspire yourself with music, with funny comedies, with funny TV shows or movies or whatever. So, that's what I highly recommend, not just for you, but for everyone who's listening. So, but I guess there's a reason why I mentioned that just now, because while I'm talking to you, so it's very important for you to keep your spirits up. And for some reason, do you have a black and blue mark on your body right now? Because I keep on seeing a black and blue mark.
That's funny you said that. I get those all the time and I have no idea how they come up.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
It has to do with low platelets. Within your blood.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like if to help that part of you out, zinc and iron, boost up your zinc and iron. I'm not a doctor, but again, I've never met this person before, but I'm listening to the angels from the other side, and this is what they're telling me that you need. The two vitamins is zinc and iron, and that will help you with your black and blues. Because I feel like even when people just touch you or if they poke you, you get black and blue there.
That is true.
Do you have a question for Artie, or do you want to see what he's got for you?
I was wondering, you know, whatever you see for me, but I do have one specific question related to work.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm looking to make a move, a change, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea at this point.
To make a change with work?
Yes.
Artie's checking in.
Give me your name again, please.
Okay.
Give me your name again.
It's Chrissy.
Chrissy? Right. Should Chrissy move from her job? Hold on. I got mixed messages on that angel card draw, so I have to ask again to tell them, ask them to express that to me in a different way. Oh, hold on. Should she change? Now, not right now. Not right now. I wouldn't change now. I would wait until after everything blows over and then make the change.
Okay.
There's too many uncertainties no matter where you start, and I just feel like I don't feel comfortable when I'm looking at you with that question. It's just, you know, it's like I feel like it's, no, let's just put it in a big ball of wax. It's better if you just stay where you're at just for the now. I would probably say if you want to move your circumstances, I would probably wait more towards the end of the year. Actually, I would say more in the fall time, in the early fall. If you're going to make a move, I would do it the end of summer, early fall, but not now.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't recommend it for anybody right now. I mean, if you have a job, stay with it. we don't know
thank
where
you,
we're
Chrissy.
Going. That's a little different.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
We have time for one more call, Joanne, and it's Colleen in New Jersey. Hey, Colleen.
Okay. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, JoJo. How are you? Hi, Artie. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart.
I really don't know what to ask. I actually have suffered a few very heartbreaking losses the past few years, so I just wondered if you picked up on any of those people around me.
Say your name, also with your last initial, please.
Colleen, and the initial of my last name is B.
Colleen B. Oh, I know you. I'm only kidding.
I'm famous.
You are. Give me a moment. Colleen B. Who is one that was used to, there's somebody here that used to sing songs a lot, like Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? It's like somebody used to sing jingles, or they used to sing songs a lot. They always liked to sing.
My dad always sang.
Ah.
But my husband was a clown, so I don't know.
Well, they both passed?
Yes.
All right. Were you just looking at pictures just recently, old pictures?
Yes.
Actually, your husband and your father are around you right now.
It's funny because I was trying to call, and I was trying to get done to call, and then I saw, oh, I'm not going to make it in time. And a song came on TV with Bruce Springsteen that my husband always sang. And I said, oh, God, he's trying to get me to call. I'm going to try anyway.
Jersey Girl, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. No, that was your husband. That was just... And is it your husband or your father that would usually say, why you got to bust my balls?
My husband. Artie, I really want to get in touch with you because I have two sons that would also like to try to do a reading with you if possible. We've had a lot of loss.
Okay, no problem. We could do a regular full session. I'll explain my rates to you and stuff like that. And
okay.
We'll say it out to the audience in just a little bit. Or do you want me to say it now, Joanne?
It's up to you for your Artie parties. I love the Artie parties.
Yeah, for the Artie parties, or if you want individual readings over the phone, I'm just as accurate, or Skyping. My number is 732 7 7 8 7 1 7 3.
Okay, and is that going to be on your Facebook page or on?
Yeah, if you go to ArtieHoffman.com or if you email me ArtieHoffman@gmail, and then you'll see my number 732-778-7173.
And also Angels and Answers.
Angels and Answers. Yeah, every Sunday night I have a Facebook Live show, and I read people for free. But I have a few thousand people who watch me from around the country, and it's like people type in their questions, and then we just randomly pick questions here or there for about an hour or so. And it's very inspirational. You know, I do psychic questions. I connect to people's loved ones. I joke around, yada, yada, yada. So it's fun.
Perfect.
Anything else for Colleen before we go?
Okay. Yeah, pick and choose your battles, Colleen.
My whole life.
Right. Your husband just said, you want to keep your hair? You want to keep your sanity? Pick and choose your battles. Stop being the warrior and stop trying to prove your point to everybody all the time. He goes, sometimes just let things be.
See, he must see my gray shining through without a hairdresser right now.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time to speak to me. And God bless and stay safe
Colleen,
in this crazy time
so
in our lives.
It was a pleasure, Colleen.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You guys
thank
have a
you,
great
honey.
Night. Stay safe,
honey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, honey. Oh, that was nice. Okay, cool. Well, we ran out of time. I feel horrible that we lost, like, the first 15 minutes due to technicality here with the technical issue. But
it is what it is.
Thank you. Anything for me and John before
thank
you go?
Thank you, Artie.
Are you exhausted?
No, I'm not exhausted. Are you kidding me?
Anything quick?
All right, hold on, Joanne.
Oh, John's still waiting for his Asian. What was she, John? Your Asian girlfriend?
Korean girl.
Yeah,
well,
she
the
never
virus
showed
still
up.
Let.
Yeah, there you go. She's out putting out fires. You're just gonna have to be a little more patient. I see her wearing a mask. You know what? That would be a great idea for somebody. You know, if people were to get masks, but they had like fake mouths around them, or something funny, a funny sayings on the mask, or a funny different type of mouth around their mask, so that when you're wearing your mask, it's like more comical than it is looking like a surgeon.
Right, right. Oh God. Oh man.
So as far as John goes,
let's see what we have for Johnny boy.
Let's see what we got for him. There's a female that's going to want to get close to you, but you're not going to want to be as smitten or as close to her as she is for you wanting to her. She's going to want you more. I'm not talking about this Korean girl, this Asian girl I was talking about before, but this is someone else. And I just see someone, like I said, she's reaching out to you and all. And you'll give her your time, but not as much time as she wants from you. And,
it's not Joanne, is it?
Good day.
Oh, come on, Johnny. I don't bother you. Come on. I try not to. Come on.
With Johnny.
Hey, John, you know, you never know. You might have this Asian woman may show up for one of your movies or something, you know.
Maybe.
Hey, Johnny, did you start painting? Because you're going to be painting something if you didn't just paint.
Like a picture or a room?
I'm not sure. I honestly am not sure. But probably a room because I see somebody playfully, like, you know, painting your shirt or painting your nose or, like, just tap your nose with a paintbrush or on your shirt. You know, it's just something silly. And so that's what I'm seeing. But I am definitely seeing you around fresh paint.
That's a very good possibility.
Yeah, he might be smelling it.
So it would be good. It would actually be fun if you had one or two friends help you out, and you made and you turned it into a paint party, and you're offering them bagels and cream cheese, and you're having a pizza party, and you know, my friends and I, we did that for my one friend who needed painting done. So a bunch of us guys got together and we helped him paint his place, and it went by, you know, pretty fast. So and it was fun. We didn't mind doing it. There was actually this one moment where my friend's father was painting his ceiling fan. And so we were painting all his walls green. And so we were smelling the fumes of the paint. So we opened up the windows. So we put the ceiling fan on. Oh. And we couldn't understand why there was like white spots all over the walls. And it was from the ceiling fan.
It must have gave it a nice little speckled effect.
It did. It actually didn't look so bad, but
right.
My son's looking. He goes, "Where the hell did all those white spots come from? We didn't put two and two together." It's just like it took us a while to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, John, once the corona's over, you can have a paint
party. Have your paint party.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But the only problem is, Artie, I don't have any friends.
You don't have any friends? No, you'll have. You got to put your energy out there. Don't be afraid to put.
That's true.
Don't be afraid to join social groups too.
Right.
Seriously, don't be afraid to join social groups to do things with people, whether they meet at restaurants, whether they go for bike rides, whether they go, you know, they go bowling, they do different things, you know. So don't
be
afraid.
Take advantage of the times. If everything's out there, you got to grab it.
You can't just listen. If you stay at home, you know, these are opportunities that I see happening around you.
Mm.
But if you just stay at home and you end up doing no, it's funny when people say, "Hey, Artie, do you see anybody coming into me in my love life?" And they don't go anywhere and they don't do anything. And it's like, how is that even possible? Unless if you get a really good looking delivery boy or delivery girl and you just happen to, you know, by the good grace of God, happen to spark up a moment.
Or turn it into a porn movie.
Yeah, there you
go. When they deliver.
There you go.
All right, what do you got for me so we can get you out of here? You got to go. Everybody's tired, I'm sure.
Going to be good, Joanne.
I don't know. I haven't done anything wrong that I can think of.
Joanne, you're gonna be. I don't know if you're starting a new service, or it's just by coincidence that you have a few people in your life that are gonna be coming to you who's going through like meltdowns.
Oh God, no!
So not again. So I see you like being the counselor or the uplifter of people who are going through meltdowns.
Oh man. Thanks.
So, but I want to say this to you. I want to say this to everybody. So if you have certain people in your life that are spiritually, emotionally sucking the life out of you, you do not have to be available and accessible to these people 24/7.
I know it's hard though, you know, and I guess that's why they come.
But the thing is, when you're helping out people, I only take calls when I have quality time and quality energy to speak to whoever is calling me.
Right.
Or whenever. If I don't have the quality time to speak to them, or if I don't have the energy there to deal with circumstances, then I'm not picking up the phone. And then I will get back to them when I have the quality time to speak with them, where I don't feel rushed or I feel anxious. Because you have to respect yourself. You have to respect your own boundaries. Otherwise, this is why things are happening to you, because you're allowing it to happen.
Exactly.
And you're giving people okay to be the way they are, because you are creating no boundaries or no limits.
So if
you want the respect from the public, whoever that may be, then you need to respect and love yourself.
Yeah, I like you said, they drain me. I don't mind.
But you allow it to happen.
I know, but I don't mind helping people out. But, you know, sometimes it's a little much. It gets to be much because, you know, I have my problems too. So, all right, anyway, what else you got? Real quick, we got like 2 minutes.
So that's why she said, that's why she doesn't mind listening to other people's problems, because it makes her problems look like not so bad. I thought I had a bad. Man, they're really in a tub of crap. Tell me your problems. I need to feel good. Tell me your problems.
Yeah, yeah, right? Right. That's like when you go out, make sure you go out with a bunch of ugly people so you're the best looking one.
There you go. Good looking people need not apply.
Exactly. So go ahead. You got one more thing for me or no?
Yeah, it's very important for you to stay light on your feet. It's very important for you to play games, nonsensical playing games to keep yourself happy, upbeat. It could be search words. It could be paint by number. It could be crossword puzzles. It could be playing Monopoly. It's important for you to be playful with your time and not just feel like you always have to do something with purpose, because that's what's going to help keep your mind healthy and fresh and young.
Yeah.
Rather than feeling like you always got to fix and clean and do and get this ready and that. It's like every moment of your time, you always feel like you have to be doing something.
I agree. Yeah.
And so that's why the spiritual world is showing me that you definitely need to do something just because.
Right.
Give time to yourself just to be more fun and playful. And they're showing me you as a little kid and just being happy with the simple things of life and not like everything has to be ultra fantastic. Everything has to be ultra exciting. No, it doesn't. There's lots of pleasures in simple pleasures.
Right. I know. Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you, Artie.
Thank you, Artie.
Yes, thank you to our callers. We hope Artie helped you out. Hopefully, Artie will be back again with us. And if you weren't able to get through, and if you want to reach out to Artie, he does Artie parties, unfortunately not at the moment because he can't come to you. But he does over the phone stuff and readings and guidance and
If anybody feels alone, if anybody feels insecure, if anybody feels like they need nurturing or guidance, or you know, to help them get out of their tub of emotional crap going on, then give me a call and I'll help, you know, give you back your power and make you feel good about yourself and help you see the best of whatever situation you're going through.
Right.
So I'm not only a psychic and a medium, I'm also like a life coach, and
right.
It works hand in hand.
Right. Well, you could get Artie at 732-778-7173, or you could go to his website. It's ArtieHoffman.com, or he also has Angels and Answers. And also on Sundays, nobody does this. Every Sunday he does an hour long of free readings. I mean, and look,
6 p.m. Eastern time.
Right, and he comes here and does free readings. Nobody does that. Nobody. So, Artie, we thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it, and we can't wait to have you back again, and if you'll come back, and we thank you so very much, and please stay safe, healthy, and we'll see you on the other side of the Rona.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Artie.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Artie. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, Artie has left the building. All right. Thank you, our callers. Thank you to Artie Hoffman. Thank you, John. As always, I love you. The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania. KWV Wines in South Africa. And Tees for the Times in Clifton. Our website is still being renovated. As soon as it's done, you'll know. It's going to look fantastic. I can't wait. And that's it. We'll catch you, what's today? Wednesday, John? Is it Thanksgiving?
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
There we go. I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving. You know it, right? So the 26th, we have Scott Silverman. He is a drug counselor. He's counseled a lot of celebrities, and he's got a lot of amazing things to help us and to talk about right now. And also Larry Hankin, actor Larry Hankin. He's been on Friends, Seinfeld. You'll know him when you see the picture. And then on the 29th, Norman Fox and also Henry Gross. And May is shaping up to be wonderful. We've got Butch Patrick coming up. We've got Greg Kidd. Yeah, John Ford Coley. We just confirmed Butch today. Lisa London, an actress. You guys will know her. We've got Kareem. Reem, he knows, he goes by Reem. We got Don Most from Happy Days. Robert Wool from, he's done a lot of work with Don as well. He's a character actor. He's really funny. He's a comedian. You'll know him when you see his face as well. We've got author Neil Gordon. Lisa, I mean, we are just booked. It's amazing. It's amazing. So it's we're having a great time. So, Johnny, thank you, everybody. Go call Daddy. And we'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great rest of the week. Thank you so much. Artie, thank you. Book an Artie party.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, get an Artie party. Take care. Thanks, everybody. Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Joanne.